You are chosen by the Lord. John 15:16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Lord, we thank you for this time. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Anoint this time, anoint this message, and use it, Lord, for your glory. God, I pray that you anoint the ears of each and everyone. Oh God, that we're going to hear the message. Lord, we pray that this message, oh God, will bring you glory and give you honor and will bring fruit hundredfold in the life of your people. And through your word, oh God, that many, oh God, they will understand your will and walk in your way. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you, Master. This is all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, keep calling people for eternal life. Keep knocking the heart and the doors of the heart of the people to come to Him and receive Him as Savior and Lord over their lives. Keep calling the people, and there are people who respond to Him, who are responding to the message, and there are people who are not responding to the message. What the Lord say here, He say, you did not choose me, but I choose you. When we make a decision to follow God, it is we who make the decision, but it is God's grace that enable us to take that decision to follow God and to obey His word and to walk in His ways. There are certain people who refuse God's calling. Some people, they respond to God, but some people, their heart is stubborn and there's callousity. But the Lord say here, whether you like it or no, I am the one who choose you. Whether you want to make the choice or no, one day you will find no other way than to follow me. There are certain people who will hide, certain people who will run away from God because they are afraid. They think God calling is a problem, God calling is responsibility, God calling is something painful and life becoming difficult when we respond to God. No, that's all the lies of the devil. But the time will come, the Lord say, that you will respond to my call. You will respond to what I had ordained for you because I have chosen you. The Lord will not leave you like that. He will continue to work in your life until He would accomplish what He had promised you. The one who starts the good work in you would be faithful to complete it until the coming of Christ Jesus our Lord. God will not leave us in the middle. God will not leave you in the middle, but He will continue to perfect you, bring you to maturity, because He is the one who chooses. He called you, you respond to Him, and He has chosen you to be a noble vessel. If you are not responding to God today, the message for you today is that whether you like it or no, God will bring you into the subjection to His will. You kneel down and you will surrender your life fully and to Him, whether you like it or no. Whatever you run away, you hide, you are stubborn, you have your own way, the message of God to you today, that one day, and I believe it is soon, that you will fully obey the Lord and you will surrender your life to Him. What for? God has chosen you. God has chosen you and He appointed you. There is a calling. And as you respond, there is God's choice to you. And as God chooses you, there is appointment. The Lord say, I appoint you. And some versions say, I ordain you. There's ordination. There's a purpose for this calling. Appointment is a job description. It's a job description, the description to your job and what He wants you to do and what He wants you to be for Him. So there's God call you, God choose you, and God appointed you for a certain purpose. You cannot run away from God's calling for you. You mark this day that you hear this message. Whether you like it or no, there's a work God has prepared for you. You have to do it. There's a task that God has prepared for you. You have to do it. There's a mission that God had prepared for you to do. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the work that He had already prepared in advance for us to do. God has already arranged a place, a work, a ministry, a mission, a responsibility. And God is going to take you and He plant you where He wants you to be to operate and to do that work. As God planted the garden in the East of Eden and He took the man and He put him there to work on it and to care for it. The same here. I have chosen you and appointed you. There's appointment also. There's a task, a responsibility, job description, assignment you need to do. Maybe you are not aware of the message now as you are hearing. The time will come and God will speak to you in full descriptions about your appointment and the full details that what God wants you to do for Him. But for God appointed you, God appointed you to bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Fruit. Fruit, when we speak about the word fruit, fruit is something beautiful we like to eat. Banana, mango, grapes, watermelon, sweet melon. These are pineapple. These are the beautiful fruit. The sweet, the beautiful taste of fruit that we want to put in our mouth. God also wants to see fruit in your life. God had called you, had chosen you, had appointed you to bear fruit, a fruit that will last. What are the fruit that God wants to see in your life? First, fruit of repentance. God wants to see fruit of repentance. Repentance is turning away from sin and going back to God. Repentance, that the people will see a real changes in your life, that you have really stopped sin. They will ask what happened to you, why you are changed, why you are behaving in this way, why before you are coming with us, we were drinking, we are smoking, we go parties, why what happened to you, why you are no more going in this direction, why you are no more stealing, what happened to you, why you are not telling lies, why now you are becoming a different person, why you don't agree with us, because you have repented. Repentance, fruit of repentance, people, they must see a real change in your life, a real transformation. They would not recognize this is the same person that we know before. What had happened to him? They would question, because you are bearing the fruit of repentance. No sin, that's what God likes. That is the fruit that God wants to taste. He wants a human. He wants man that He created. When He created Adam, He was created him without sin. It was a delicious, it was a good fellowship with God and man. And this fellowship will be restored as we repent, as we carry the fruit of repentance. Bear fruit that go along repentance. That's what John the Baptist was warning the Pharisees and the Jews who went up to him to get baptized. The first fruit is the fruit of repentance, turning away from sin toward God. Not roundabout. Roundabout to keep continuing doing sin. U-turn. There must be U-turn where you realize you are on the wrong way. Realize that you are heading into the wrong direction, into a fatal life. And then you say, you make a decision. You make a U-turn and go back toward God, to be near God, to reach God, to follow God. Fruit of repentance. The second fruit that God wants to see in us, and He wants to enjoy, is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. the character and the attitude change. God wants to see in your life love, a true love. Not the selfish love, the eros love, not the worldly love, not the Valentine love, no. Not the spoiling love, no. Not the opportunistic love that you get something, then you give love, no. The sacrificial, unconditional. The true love of God. The love with wisdom to build up people, to build up the kingdom of God according to His word, His ways, and according to the work of the Holy Spirit. God wants to see love in your life. He wants to see joy, not sadness. Joy in the middle of a trial. Joy, He says, rejoice because your name are written in heaven. We may have a problem and difficult today, but we rejoice because our name are written in heaven. The fruit of peace, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, peace. We have calmness, we have assurance, we have confidence in the Lord. Fruit of patience. It's all character and attitude. Patient character, persevering character. Another important character, self-control. Self-control is where you know where you have to stop now. No, this is a border I cannot cross. If I cross, I'm doing sin. I'm breaking rules. I know where I stop. I know what is my right. I know what is God's right. I know other people's right. I know where I need to say no. That is self-control. Self-control is to use my body part for the glory of God in the right use, not in abuse. That is self-control. Self-control, perseverance, keep the same achievement, trial and difficulty. That is the fruit God wants to see. God wants to see a good character in your life. Faithfulness, God wants to be faithful to Him, to your family, to your work, to the church, to the place that God placed you to pray and to evangelize. Fruit of the Holy Spirit. These are the fruit that will last, that God wants to enjoy. These are the second type of fruit. And the third type of fruit is the fruit of bringing new souls into the kingdom of God. How the new souls will come into the kingdom of God? God, as you repent, as you get the character of Jesus through gaining the fruit of the Holy Spirit, you cultivate the fruit of the Holy Spirit, you allow the Holy Spirit to work in you so that the character and the fruit of the Holy Spirit will be clear in your life. Then the people will see Christ in you, and you will persevere in evangelism, in reaching out, in helping others, to bringing the message of Christ to the non-believers. The third fruit that God wants to see in us is the fruit, is the new souls into His kingdom. And new people will enter the kingdom of God. In Acts chapter 22, verse 14 to 16, Ananias, he gives a message to Paul. Then he said to Paul, the God of our father has chosen you to know His will. Again, God has chosen you. Paul, he wanted to destroy the church. He wanted to destroy the church of God. But God changed him. And he became one of the foundations that God has laid. The foundation of Christ. God used Paul to lay the foundation of Christ in the church of God. Because he did not choose God. He hated God. Paul. He hated Christ's soul. But it is God who chose him. That's why he said, you did not choose me, but I choose you. Whenever you, how much you are still born, I'm going to change you. The Lord say, I have chosen you. The Lord of the God of our fathers has chosen you to know His will, and to see the righteous one, and to hear words from His mouth. You will be His witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. You will be a witness to Him. That is the fruit, the third kind of fruit, the new source, that you will be a witness for Christ. You will be witnessing the message of Christ to other non-believers, to what you hear and what you see in your life, from what God had done in your life, from where God took me from darkness. God took me from a place you never think that God will reach some place, such kind of a place, and take me out, because I did not the one who chose him, but he is the one who chose me. And that's the message today. God wants you to bear a fruit that will last. Fruit of repentance. Fruit of the Holy Spirit, change of character. And the fruit of a new source. To come and to be part of his kingdom. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. When you will start to bear such a fruit, you will have the full mind of Christ. The full understanding. You will ask really the things that God wants you to ask. The thing that's in the heart of God. The things that God wants to do on earth. You will start to ask God these things. And you will be co-worker and you will be co-builder with God in Christ to build his work and his kingdom until he will come to take us with him in heavenlies. Remember today, God has a calling for you. God has chosen you. You are chosen vessel. You have an appointment. You have a task to bear the fruit. Through that will last. Let's pray. Father, we want to give you thanks. And we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for this day. Oh God, you have revealed your purpose to us. We bless you, Master. Let your message, oh God, bring a fruit hundredfold. Harvest of righteousness. Oh God, I pray that everyone will hear your word, oh God. Will be changed, oh God. His heart will be captivated. Transform, oh God. Break the flesh, oh God, and stubbornness and pride of man and hostility wall. We break it all this barrier in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your grace be upon with your word and send the mighty Holy Spirit to penetrate man, flesh, and heart and to transform people, oh God, for your glory. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.